Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, how's it going?
We're recording this intro after we just recorded the whole thing, and that was the fakest voice I've ever heard, Riley.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I am really excited to hear your story, Riley, because I have had too many tests.
You just told people that you've already listened to it, so listen, maybe you're the one that's fake.
Riley, I was gonna edit it out. I was trying to make it a thing, and now it's done. So I guess that...
No, let's start again. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
It's so good to talk to you.
You too, Riley. I have not been talking to you for the past hour and a half.
No, I have not either.
I have had so many tests today, and after we are done recording for 50 minutes, I will go and dye my hair.
You know what I am doing after we are done recording for 50 minutes?
Finding Kylie because she is missing?
No, I am going to walk all the way across campus in the very, very cold to practice for my sight singing final.
I only have one more final left, and it's tomorrow morning. It's tomorrow morning, and I think I got it in the bag because it's about, I have to write an essay about women's suffrage, which, like, that's what I do in my free time anyway.
Well, I have to sight sing, and I have to do music history.
Mm, oh, I like history. Well, obviously.
Not music history, because my professor plays a piece of classical music and says, okay, what is it?
Mm-mm. No, ma'am. And I go, just say Black Eyed Peas every time. And if you're wrong, then sue.
I think my professor would murder me.
If you said you like the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
That's a shame. That's really a shame.
Music majors aren't allowed to like the Black Eyed Peas, you know
what?
That.
What kind of life is that? No. Why are you why?
Listen, I don't know.
But you're a psych major too. Can't you like Black Eyed Peas because they save lives?
You're right.
They helped my mental state. Yeah, me too. Obviously. Okay. All right. Well, Riley, let's get on with your story. Also, Kylie is going to be back in 3, 2, 1.
What? Oh, never mind.
We're in
a dumb moment.
Oh, sorry. You know, Kylie, I really don't... We have to share headphones. We still haven't made enough money off this godforsaken podcast to afford a headphone splitter, which means that I have to sit really close to Kylie, which is my least favorite thing to do.
That's just not true at all.
Kylie, are you sick?
Yeah.
I love your nasally cool. Tones.
Not like super sick, but enough to where I'm worried about the concert I have tonight, where I have a one-word solo.
What's the word?
What's your one word?
Peace.
Peace.
Wait, is it peace on earth, and goodwill to all?
No.
Are you doing that still?
It's Song of the Angels. Yeah, we are.
Good. I wish I could be there. Alrighty, squad. So, this week we are talking about, drumroll please, the Denver Airport Conspiracy.
Oh, this juicy. Is a good one. This is a good one.
This is pretty juicy. I chose it because I'm going to Denver in February, and I really need to know what I need to be, like, on the lookout for. I need to know, like, what I need to be making sure I'm not getting all wrapped up in, you know, making sure I don't get murked.
By the ghost? Oh, but wait. This is not ghosties. This is conspiracy.
No.
Ooh, I have never been to the Denver airport before.
It's whack.
You've been?
Yes.
I have.
I've been once. Did you have any spookies, Kylie? No, because I was there very briefly, but it was... it's just... Listen to what she has to say, because it's weird. It's hard to explain.
Okay.
But the art there, and its design, and it's weird.
Mm-hmm. I've also been there exactly once. And it is a little weird. I'm gonna be really real.
Well, I'm ready.
So basically, in 1989, the city of Denver decided to build a new airport because Denver's always kind of been like a hot spot for planes. Because
planes
it's, like,
love
right
it. Planes just love that. They think it's so comfy, so cute, so nice to be in.
It's like the Malibu for planes. Like, they're like, let's move here.
Free margaritas. Ugh, I'm there. Or free fuel.
Are you good?
Yeah, I had two finals today, and my brain's not working, really.
Okay, so it's, because it's, like, in the middle of the country, so there's a ton of layovers. The new Denver airport the Denver International Airport opened in 1995, which was 16 months after it was scheduled to open, and had gone $2 billion over budget.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, we'll get to that. So this is just kind of like our history, our background, so we know who we're chatting about. So the main thing that the airport's builders wanted to achieve was the world's most advanced baggage system. So it was like automatic and like super fancy. Uh-huh. And it required lots and lots and lots of tunnels to be built before the airport could be constructed on top of that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like people are always like really sketched out about tunnels.
Yeah.
Like if you think about like all of like the Disney World conspiracy theories, it's all about like the utilidors and like
it's underneath. It's because of that creepy map that's like that like aligns the missing persons with the cave systems.
Ooh, have you seen that, Riley?
It's like people don't trust anything underground that exact reason.
One of us should cover that. Somebody made a map of the world's cave systems, and then they made a map of the people that have gone missing, and it's like all aligned.
Unsolved missing.
Yeah, unsolved missing, and it's all aligned with the cave systems.
That's pretty spooky.
Bodies in the cave.
Bodies in the caves. Bodies in the caves. Anywho, I think people are just skeeved out about it because they're like, I don't know what this is. I can't see it, so.
Yeah, and it's like under, I don't know, I guess it's hidden. Something, it screams that you want to hide something.
That's just. Yeah.
So the construction of the actual airport ran into tons of problems. Most of them were financial reasons because they did end up going over $2 billion over budget.
Wait, billion?
Billion with a B.
Oof.
So and their expected budget was like $2.5 billion.
Ugh, the ghetto. Oh,
boy.
So they like doubled. Another thing to note about the Denver airport is that it has the longest runway of any airport and has the tallest traffic control tower. A lot of people, when they announced the construction of the Denver airport, were like pretty hashtag confused because they didn't really understand where the old airport, Denver's Stapleton International Airport, was like replaced, because that airport actually had more runways and had expanded so much that like it couldn't really go anywhere else, but it had technically more capacity. But the city of Denver said that it was so that they could have bigger planes on the runways. So that is their reasoning.
The way you say that makes it sound like you do not believe that.
I think it's just weird that they would spend $4-5 billion to replace an airport that's like fine. Like, I kind of feel the same way about our city's airport.
They need to replace it. It is so unsafe.
I think it's fine.
Because like if you could throw something over the barrier, like it's the entrance to the building and like where you get on the plane is literally like you can see like.
Yeah.
It is so unsafe. And also there's nothing to do. Like if you get stuck there, you're not going to be able to do anything but sit.
That's true. I don't know. It's just so quick and easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I do like that.
It's unsafe, my child. We're talking about the KCI airport, by the way.
I've also got from my car to my gate in 30 minutes one time.
Unsafe.
And that's when I saw God.
Unsafe.
So fast.
And also there's like it's like windows too.
Yeah, there is.
To like look, like you can literally see anything that's going on, and everyone's too trusting, and it's bizarre. I do like the floor though.
Well, then just build the wall higher. Anywho, so another thing that people are a little sketchied out about is that there's like a plaque at the entrance of the airport that's like the dedication of the airport. And it says that the airport was funded by the New World Airport Commission, which is what the group building this big, beautiful new airport called themselves. However, many people believe this is a cover-up for the New World Order, which is another term for the Illuminati. Kylie has no reaction.
Have you heard the whole...
I do. I've heard some of this, so I'm very interested. But I'm mild confusion, because I thought it also had ties to something else.
Oh, the Nazis?
I thought that the Illuminati. Have you guys heard all the new Illuminati stuff?
Yeah, the Nazis is what I. Yeah. Okay.
Have you guys heard the new Illuminati stuff coming up? You know Juice World.
Yeah. Juice World died, yeah.
Yeah, so like.
R.I.P.
I guess like him and Mac Miller and Lil Peep and somebody else, all of their last photos that they posted on Instagram are just one eye showing, and everyone's like, Illuminati confirms.
I don't know, man. I'd have to look more into that. That
now, because I don't know if I.
Yeah, I know. Part of me is like, okay, y'all, but also interesting.
So those plaques also have the Freemason logo on them, which, if you don't know about the Freemasons, they're a secret fraternal society, which are often also connected to the Illuminati.
Why would they put that straight up on?
Because the Freemasons are like a legit thing. Like, you can like drive down the street and be like, oh, there's a Freemason lodge. Like, they're like, okay. They're not like illegal, but people think that like underground they have ties to the Illuminati. So, and another thing to note is that the date that the airport was dedicated is March 19th, 1994. And those numbers total 33, 3 plus 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 9 plus 4, which is the highest level that you can achieve in the Order of the Freemasons. So, that's a little spooky-ookie.
I still don't completely understand what the Order of the Free, like, what they are.
What the Freemasons are?
Yeah. I never heard of that before.
You've never heard of the Freemasons?
Never.
So basically, they're like, it's like a brotherhood of men. It's like a fraternity.
Ew. Like Squidward. Do you remember his fraternity?
No.
Well, he joins this thing, and they all have to wear the same robes, and they all look like him. Okay, got
kind
it.
Kind of like that, and they like do Squidward. Like, see, it's like it's basically like a frat, but for not just college students.
Okay, got it.
It's like old man frat. But yeah, so that's a little spooky-ooky. But the name for the New World Order comes from the back of the Great Seal of the United States. And on the back of the seal, which is the part that has like the Illuminati eye thing, it says Novus.
Why is that there?
I don't know.
That's really bizarre. Did the Illuminati take it from there, or did we take it from the Illuminati?
Unclear.
Oh, I hear a knock at my door. Oh, they're here to get me. I just uncovered it.
The Illuminati are coming for you?
Yeah, I heard a knock at my door, so they're here. So I guess...
So, anywho, on the back of the Great Seal, the part that has the Illuminati, it says Novus Ordo Seclorum. I don't know Latin, y'all. Mm. I wish we still had Sophie here, because she does. Which means New Order of the Ages. So for this reason and more that we'll chat about, people believe that the New World Order, or the Illuminati, are using the Denver International Airport as a way to have control over, like, flights, which could allow them to, you know, take control of the world, because that's how a lot of people travel, or to have a secret bunker.
Yeah.
Or to... There's a lot of different theories, so...
Okay.
The first part that we'll focus on is the tunnels. So people believe that the tunnels built for the elite baggage system are part of the headquarters for the New World Order. It's been theorized that these tunnels could hold U.S. political prisoners or, like, scientific trials for really strong electromagnetic fields.
Why would they choose an airport to do this?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Kind of, but not really. So one reason that they believe that there's some sketchy stuff going on down in those tunnels is that the huge investment that they put into this elite baggage system, the system was shut down in 2003 after it had massive mechanical issues. So they spent like at least $1 billion just building this like baggage system.
Huh. Weird.
And
what's so special about it? What did it even do?
It's like automatic.
Like all baggage systems?
Kinda. No, it's like special. I couldn't really figure out why. I don't know mechanics. But yeah, they think that like that's one reason that they think it could be like the strong electromagnetic fields like messing up the mechanics. So one construction worker on the airport project alleged that it went so far underground because they were building 5 stories of buildings underground. You know, like as a secret bunker. As it be.
You know.
Because that wasn't part of the public plans that they shared. So that could be like their hideout, you know. A 5-story building underground, a little sketchy to me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you'd think that like with something like an airport they would have to release like blueprints to the public, or at least that those kinds of things would be available.
Well, I'm sure they did, but I'm sure they released fake ones.
Yeah. Weird. I just wonder why an airport and like why something so public I guess maybe that just helps them. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason that they did the airport is so that they can control things like flights. Like, the Illuminati, allegedly, has control over, like, a lot of really different small mm-hmm. things. So that way, when they either end the world or the world ends, like, they have the control.
When the Illuminati inevitably comes back and judges us and sends us to hell or heaven, they will have control. If they're gonna, why wouldn't they have done it by now?
I'm waiting.
No, but I mean, like, I don't see the whole concept confuses me because, like, there are things like this and I'm like, oh, spooky ooky, like, it's gotta be real, like, that's so weird, why else would it be like that? But then I think about it, and what all have they done? Or, like, do we know so little that, like, because I don't see what the point is in being, you know, in the Illuminati if you're not prominently powerful, because we don't know anything about them. But then, I guess it's kind of terrifying to think about what they may have done that we just wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's the, I mean,
that's tricky.
Yeah, and, like, and if, you know, supposedly all these celebrities are involved within it, like, think of how much power one celebrity harnesses. Like, even, like,
Beyonce.
Yeah, or, like, even someone stupid, like, ex whatever, whatever. A lot of people think he's involved in Illuminati or whatever. But, like, think about how many young teenage boys that boy had control over, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, that's just one guy.
I think about that stuff when I think about, like, how devastated everyone was the day that One Direction announced they were done.
Stop. We don't gotta bring that up.
Yeah.
I mean, we do, because think about, like, the influence that those weird British boys had over all of these young teens.
You can just say me.
Okay, mostly Miranda, but also, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember, if I really think back to that day, uh-huh. I think I remember seeing Sophie crying.
Oh, yo, yeah. No, I fully didn't believe it, and I left school, and I was like, this is stupid, and everyone's lying to me, they're playing jokes on me, they want to see me get fired up, and then I realized, and it, not a fun day. Zayn was not my favorite, so I wasn't as hurt and scarred as some that I know. But
wait, I thought Zayn left and then they broke up later. I didn't think that was all.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about the day that Zayn left.
Yeah, well, I think that it was like that was like the start of the disintegration.
When Direction broke up, I wasn't that sad about it because they said they didn't. They said it was a hiatus, and you know. And
are you starting to realize now?
And
it's
I
not
believed
them.
You know, one day I think that they will go on a reunion tour, and I will be front row.
That coin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd have to be a temporary thing. They all seem kind of bitter about it.
Well, if Liam's not on there, I'm not gonna be mad. He got canceled a long time ago. He continues to cancel himself over and over and over again.
I don't understand the politics of that.
You don't understand Liam, why he's canceled?
No, I don't know.
He's homophobic.
Oh, canceled.
Canceled.
I just didn't know.
Wait, quick cue. So, are you just hoping for, like, a Harry, Louis?
You know, if we're
reunion,
you know,
tour?
you really did just crack the code, didn't you? You really did, because those are the only two that I genuinely like. Oh, I would die for them both. I would die for them both. Liam's canceled. Zayn, we love him. We love Zayn. He's great. Niall, he's a little country boy. He's fine.
He's from Ireland.
Miranda.
He's country.
That's fair.
Louis would die for him. Harry would not just die for Harry, but I would like anything he wanted me to do, I would say yes, unless it had to do with like,
yeah, we do
like, well, no, yeah, I'd do anything.
Yeah, back to the Illuminati in the Denver airport,
just telling the truth.
All right, so here's like a little story. So, there's an old woman that's kind of at the heart of this conspiracy. So, I'm reading this directly from, what is this source? Hold on. Sorry, I gotta find my source. I gotta cite my sources. Give me a moment to cite my sources.
The college just really popped out.
That's something I don't see a lot in podcasts, is cited sources, at least amongst the ones I've listened to.
You what? You don't like that they don't cite their sources?
No,
do you want
I'm
them
just
to have like 15
about, but I think
minutes?
Mostly it's just Wikipedia.
Do you want them to, at the end of every episode, be like, this is, and I said this quote, like a bibliography?
Well, this is like from, like, this is like, okay, this is like direct, I'm just going to read it directly from uncovercolorado.com.
Okay.
.com.
Kylie's laughing like she's a 12-year-old boy.
I'm laughing at Riley's reaction. Like her face.
What'd she do? I didn't even notice it.
It just like blank for a second. It was like, oh crap.
So Alex Christopher says, just after the airport was built, she met some people at a conference in Denver who took her down there to, like, the site of the airport build. And later she returned with her friend Phil Schneider. After that, Schneider turned up dead of apparent suicide. Obviously, fellow theorists are skeptical about that and consider it more of an assassination. Christopher went silent about that, but has recently been working on a new film. So they don't really know what he could have seen, but they're thinking that maybe he saw something when he went down to look at the airport. And
so you think that they killed him because of, like, what he saw?
Yikes.
That's not far-fetched at all in any way, shape, or form. That happens a lot, I think.
So we're going to take a little break, and then after we get back, we're going to talk about the weird art inside of the Denver airport.
Are we going to the Dala Dungeon?
Is that what we're calling it?
That's what I just decided.
All right, we're going to the Dala Dungeon.
The Dala Dungeon. Okay, we're back from the dungeon, a little bit dusty, but ready to go.
All right, so one of the creepier pieces of art at the Denver airport, Miranda, you guys might want to look this up where you guys are, is this weird horse statue. The statue is entitled Mustang.
Yep.
The people of Denver have nicknamed it Blucifer.
Blucifer.
I forgot about that.
That's clever.
Let me see. So he's a blue horse. For those of you who can't see it, go ahead and check out our Twitter. We'll have the photos posted there.
You are understating this horse.
Let me see him.
Yeah, so he's massive and has glowing red eyes.
Why? Why'd they do that and say, you know what this needs? We need to give him demon eyes. That's what this horse needs.
Yeah.
Also, why does he have a peepee?
I don't know that I noticed that.
And, like, ribs that are, like, bulging and, like, intense muscle. Ew, that's a vein. Ew! He's got veins.
One thing you guys should know is that at night...
Oh, we've got those
eyes. We got it. Why does he have veins? There's, like, red veins.
Or is it supposed to be light?
Because he's realistic.
I don't know, but that reminds me of, like, the butter cow in the way that it's not realistic at all, but they're trying so hard that they're, like, putting its internal organs on there. Ew.
So a lot of people think it's cursed, and a lot of other people
also
think it might represent the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, which is death.
Stop.
From the Book of Revelation.
Well, who's the first three? Me, you, and Kylie.
I'm Googling. Horseman.
She's just gonna get memes. You're just gonna get memes of, like, Larry the cucumber riding on a horse.
No, I'm not.
And it's gonna say, Larry the cucumber?
Sloth? No.
Sloth?
I'm thinking sloth. I don't know.
All right. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are pestilence, which is sometimes also called the Antichrist. War, famine, and death.
Yeah.
The Antichrist is one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Pestilences.
Okay, so it says here, though theologians and popular culture differ on the first horseman, the four riders are often seen as symbolizing conquest or pestilence, and less frequently, the Christ or the Antichrist, war, famine, and death. All right, guys, I've made a mistake. Yeah, so basically what did done happen is there we were talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and me, a dum-dum who forgot to charge her AirPods, let her phone die and couldn't listen to her co-hosts because she didn't have her AirPods and she only had...
Because Riley's never... doesn't know what a charger is. She's never heard of a charger before. In the past, what Riley does is she buys a new phone and she waits for it to die, lose its battery life, and then she goes and buys another one. Riley's been in a lot of debt her whole life, but finally now she's seeing the light. So
Yeah. So, thank you guys for being here with me in this really tough
time. And one of these podcast episodes, it will go without fault, but today's not the day, and that's okay.
Today is not the day.
And Kylie's not here with us anymore because we had to do this. It's been 24 hours since our last recording, and Kylie is busy with work. So it's just me and Riley. Yeah. So it's just me and Riley today.
She's working a private event.
A private event at her private fancy restaurant.
Yes. So last time when we left off, we were talking about Blucifer.
Now, Miranda, Blucifer. Mm.
Is Blucifer your king?
We were just talking about horses. We and Riley were just, before we started recording, we were looking up some shelters and looking at some horses, and we both discovered that that's the animal that we're afraid of.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you about the other day at work when I walked out real late to go home and I opened the door in the parking lot? There was a white-tailed deer in the parking lot, but I thought that it was a horse. And I fell onto the ground and my heart rate was like busting out of my chest cavity. And Aries was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I thought it was a horse." And she was like, "Why would that elicit that reaction though?" And that's when I realized I was actually legitimately, not just for the goofs, but very much scared of horses.
Yeah, so my horse story, I feel like everyone has a horse story, you mm-hmm. know? So when I was like 8 years old, my family took a trip to Yellowstone National Park and the surrounding national parks. And we were in, like the Hot Springs National Park.
Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
Something like that. And we did a horseback riding mm-hmm. thing. And my horse, her name was Rebecca. And she was the meanest horse that's ever lived.
And they gave it to you?
Yeah, an 8-year-old child. Yeah, they gave me this evil horse.
The demon horse.
Yeah, so everything was like pretty, like I was a little nervous, but everything was like pretty okay for the first like 10 minutes. And then we get up to the top of this cliff and Rebecca tries to throw herself off.
Rebecca's finally had enough.
Rebecca, I was riding behind my grade school bully, and Rebecca kept trying to bite his butt. And then, you know, we get back to like the paddock or whatever where they bring the horses, and I'm trying to, you know, bring her to a stop, and Rebecca rears up and tries to throw me off. A small child.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next couple years, I went to a camp where they had horseback riding. And every year, they had to, like, convince me to get onto these horses. Because I was like...
I really wish Kylie was here for this. Because Kylie was a horse girl and is still a little bit... She doesn't want to admit it, but she does still love horses and will defend them.
Yeah, no. They're so spooky. Why do we ride them? They have way more power than we do.
I just think about a horse and what it would look like if its mouth went all the way back like a dog. And it would look like Barbara from Beetlejuice, I'm pretty sure.
No, that's exactly what Barbara from Beetlejuice looks like.
I feel like I had another horse story, but it's left my brain. But I'll remember it.
Well, back to our Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. So, like I mentioned earlier, Blucifer is thought to maybe represent the fourth horseman, which is death, which is a little spooky ooky because
Why would you jump? Okay, sorry.
And because I didn't tell you guys this yesterday, but the artist who built the statue was killed by it after it fell on him and tore open one of his arteries.
So what you're telling me is that this horse has a soul inside of it.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the only way the eyes could glow like that, right?
I mean, other than lights, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Blucifer ate a man, and then they were like, let's put him up.
But it didn't just, like, fall on him and, like, he died. It tore open one of his arteries.
Oh, God. Killed by your own creation.
Yeah, so I don't know who finished Blucifer, but that was, like, mid-construction.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Some other weird art is these like strange murals that all have like very like uplifting titles, but some of the things that they depict are three women laying in coffins, a letter from a child who died in Auschwitz, and a man with a gas mask carrying a large gun.
And you know, there's nothing that I'd rather see when I'm about to board an airplane than a letter written by a child from Auschwitz, yeah. You know?
And they're like titled like "The Children of the World Demand Peace." It's like really spooky ooky, and like I don't know why they're there. Myrna, Myrna, take a look at these murals. Here, I'll get you a photo. Yeah.
Send me some. Yes. I will be posting these on the Twitter. You can always follow along with our stories on our Twitter. I try to post all the photos, but I'm still really hung up on the word Blucifer and how clever that is.
I think that's so funny.
Oh. 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 That's a soldier. Mm-hmm. That's... Uh-huh. So and what's that... What's the one with all the children?
Children of the World Demand Peace.
And what is happening?
They're
wrapping up knives.
Unclear.
And they killed a man who is laying below them.
Yes. I think so.
Okay.
I find it to be unclear. And then there's the one with the three women of different nationalities dead in coffins with some fire and brimstone. So some people think this represents, like, what will happen in the apocalypse. Because,
and there's, like there's a dead sea turtle and a dead cheetah and a, like, what in the world?
Yes.
Weird. Do we know the artist? Like, who made these?
I know that it was a public art, like, project. It's Tenguma. Leo Tenguma.
That's really bizarre. They're really unsettling. And the way that they're painted, too. Because they're painted almost like a children's book. And even if there is no underlying, like, supernatural element to all of this, like, it's just unsettling. So the person who did these... Do they have any affiliation with anything that's spooky?
Not that we know of, but it does say that these have been cited by conspiracy theories as evidence of either a secret Masonic apocalypse shelter, saying that, like, maybe these represent the way that the apocalypse is gonna, like, go down.
How do they know, though?
I don't know, though. I think it's just because... I don't know, it's creepy, and people are like, why is this in... an airport, and then they're like,
no, but like, why?
Because of this.
But why would they know how the apocalypse is going to go down?
Oh, because they would probably start it.
Oh, great.
The New World
That's
Order.
That's comforting.
Yes. Yes. Some more spooky stuff is throughout the airport, you can find four different gargoyles, which kind of like hang out by the baggage claim. And a lot of people think that they represent evil.
Well,
which
yeah.
Is
but don't gargoyles ward off cool. evil? I'm pretty sure that's
unclear.
I think that's what gargoyles
well,
are for.
All right, well, then why are they there? What evil are they trying to ward off?
Oh, I guess if you have more liquid in your bag.
Yeah, another
They'll
kind
know.
Of spooky thing is that the plane runways are in the shape of a swastika, which is which is interesting because conspiracy theorists often call the New World Order the Fourth Reich to imply that it's like if like they like took control of like the government, it would be like the Nazis like Third Reich.
Do you have a photo of the landing strips? Are they, like, just happened to make a swastika? Or is it something that is very...
I'll show you. Hold on.
Jesus. You'd think that they would get that fixed.
Yeah, and you can, like, definitely tell when, like, from above, like, when you are,
coming into it.
Yeah.
And also, like, when they're drawing up the blueprints, who was sitting at this table and was like, this is it. This is what we want.
Unclear.
Doesn't look suspicious at all.
There's it with it's, like, traced out. And then there's it without, like, the lines tracing it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. Let me see.
Yeah.
Without the lines tracing it, I don't think that it is, like, uber obvious.
But it's enough where it's like, well, why is it like that, though?
I don't see it.
Compare the two photos.
But it curves around, so it almost makes like a cube, a square.
It doesn't curve around.
Look at me being the skeptic. This is new.
Well, I mean, as we all know, Riley is the skeptic, but...
Riley's the skeptic, and Riley's releasing a statement right now, and it says, that's a swastika.
So some people think that some Nazis who survived the fall of, like, the Nazis, like, were, like, the starters of the New World Order.
That's not that far-fetched for me.
Yeah, so they think, that's a little spooky-ooky, you know? Another thing of note is that around the whole airport, they have barbed wire, but you know how, like, barbed wire is, like, wires with some, like, little pokey things, the barbs.
Barbs?
Yeah. And, like, you would think that if you were trying to keep things out, the pokey things would point
outward.
Yeah, they don't, though.
They
do, in fact, point in, so...
Do other airports have that?
Some of them, to, like, keep out, like, deer and stuff, but they do, in fact, point out because they are trying to keep things out. So this implies that maybe, eventually, they'll be trying to keep people in.
No. I didn't like that very much. I didn't like the way you said it, because I didn't get it till you said it, and now it's upsetting me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to keep people in. Have there been, like, more plane crashes from this airport than anywhere else, or, like, any, like, weird activity?
There were some weird, well, there were some strange windshield crackings. Of, like, planes, but that's it.
In a swastika?
Well, yeah.
Yes?
What? Yeah. Oh, no.
The cracks on the windshield.
No, sorry.
And the cracks on the windshield were a pentagram. But anyways.
No. So, that's most of, like, the reasons people are a little spooky-ookied about it. But something really weird to note is that the Denver airport has kind of taken this in stride and put these, like, ads out when they were, like, renovating. So, Miranda,
I really like it.
Do you want to describe the image I just sent you?
It's a very, very poorly photoshopped image of a child being like, shh, don't tell. Except they're green and they're an alien. And it says, since the airport's opening in 1995, there have been endless rumors and theories. People say our underground tunnels lead to secret meeting facilities for the world's elite. They're literally just telling us. Our blue horse is thought to be cursed. Some believe we are connected to the New World Order, the Freemasons, and are home to lizard people. And that's it. They don't even deny it.
They don't deny it. No, they don't.
It says, yes, Den's got some secrets. Excuse me, what? Excuse me. Sorry. You didn't deny any of that, though. You just said that people think it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what was really upsetting to me, is that they're like, some people think this. Pretty cool, huh?
It is a work of art, though, and I would really like this to be on my gravestone.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, Den's got some secrets.
Yeah, so, here's
why
one
is
that
there
they,
a Shrek alien at the bottom?
Miranda, here's one that they put up, during construction.
I kind of vibe with this one. I kind of vibe with the ads, though. I feel like if you're gonna have some conspiracies, you might as well play in a little. Ooh.
And then I'm going to send you one that's definitely your energy.
This one I don't like as much as the alien one. Because it just says construction or cover up. And I'm like, ew, I prefer alien boy. Oh, I like him. It's a cat wearing a tinfoil. Did you know that I made a tinfoil hat for some cats? And I did. I have a photo.
Well, you're going to have to put them on the Twitter.
I will. This says, what are we creating? A, more space for interesting artwork. B, better airport experience. C, zombie cat layers. God, I love this. I decided that I turned really fast. I decided I now love the Denver airport.
So another thing that they did that I'm also sending you a photo from is when they redid the hotel.
The lizard fan, I gotta see. But I have to read the lizard one. I didn't get to read it yet. This one is beautiful. God, it's like
oh god, I have a pet lizard, and this is how she feels. It's a person wearing a button-up white shirt. They're a blue-collar worker. They're out here getting their money. They have human hands, but a bearded dragon face. And it says, what are we doing? A, adding amazing new restaurants and bars. B, building an Illuminati headquarters. C, remodeling the lizard people's lair.
So which one do you think they're doing?
And I like C.
Remodeling the lair.
Because B is scary. But I think that if you're going to have lizards, they should be in adequate housing. Mm-hmm. God, I really like that one. I think that my favorite is that one and then the alien baby. And I don't like the one with the construction hat. That one is boring.
Okay, well, something else that you should know is that they created a gallery called, the Denver Airport did, called Conspiracy Theories Uncovered. And it was, well, here, I'll show you.
I would like to see it. So this
photo that I'm sending Miranda is a skull that some of the employees made and planted during construction of the airport hotel to, like, spooky-ooky people.
It's just like a fake alien skull.
Yeah, but the thing is that the Denver airport made an entire gallery, like, basically being like, aren't these conspiracy theories crazy?
That they're, so like, trying to give us hints?
Or are they trying to make everyone think that they're crazy?
Or think that they're joking?
Well?
Like, making it obvious so that you don't pick up on it?
Yeah.
Wait, so you mean, what do you mean they planted that during?
So, like, they, like, put it, like, in the ground by the construction site? So that it would be, like, uncovered during construction.
Why do we think that aliens look like that, though? Because why do we think they look anything like us, but period?
There was, like, one, like, science fiction novel or science fiction movie, and then people were just like, that's all of them.
But why do we think that aliens look like us? There's no way. Like, we're such a self-centered, like, no. They probably look like amoebas.
Probably. Anywho, that's all I've got.
You really just gonna leave me hanging?
Oh, sorry, keep... Well, I mean, that's all there is.
What do you mean? Are there no experiences?
I mean, other than that one guy who got murked.
I want to know, like, if, like, day to day, like, do people see anything weird? Do the pilots act weird?
Not really.
So you're just gonna send me this pic of an alien skull and then tell me that's all you got?
That's all I got.
This is deeply upsetting.
I don't know what you want from me.
I would like more lizard people ads. I would like them, and I would like them now.
That's all I've got.
Riley. But, like, what? But, like, there's no, like, but what is it, though? Like, is there something weird going on?
I don't know.
Let me see. I'm going to look up Denver.
You think Google's just going to say, yeah, there is something weird going on. Thanks for asking.
I would like them to. I figured out about what's weird about the windshields. So in 2007, 14 commercial aircraft spontaneously, their windshields just spontaneously shattered, and they think it was because of electromagnetic pulses.
I told you that.
You didn't say electromagnetic pulses.
Well, I talked about the electromagnetic pulses yesterday. I thought you would put two and two together.
Because it says the pulses themselves can not only affect electronic items and cannot shatter. Oh. Well, dang it, they just debunked me. It says the only way the glass shattering could be linked to an EMP is if the pulse was caused by a nuclear explosion and materials were hit by the blast/heat effects. If this happened, it would have turned the entire airport into a radioactive slag. It says that the investigation concluded that it was high winds, grit, and cold temperatures.
Yep.
9 of the 14 planes had just tried to take off or had landed. I wish that the electromagnetic pulses thing had come through for me. That seemed like a really rich vein.
I talked about it yesterday.
I don't remember what I ate for breakfast, Riley. Actually, I do. It was mozzarella sticks.
Want to know what I ate for breakfast?
Yeah.
A bagel, actually. I usually don't eat breakfast, but I had a bagel this morning.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. The winter break is coming up, so we're going to be able to record hopefully better, longer, more research, more complete episodes soon when we're all together, so that'll be really fun. So expect those coming soon. The Twitter account is Spooked Spodcast. That's a really, really good place to follow along while you're listening, because I do try to post all the images, because I know that we do talk a lot about imagery on here, and it can be a little bit frustrating when you're listening. So there's that. And then I'm considering making an Instagram. We're thinking about it. But as of right now, my Instagram is at Merpeachy, and Riley's is Riley.Atkins. And Kylie's is Shoosty, I think with 3 Y's, something like that. And you can listen to us on Spotify or iTunes. Please leave a review if you get a chance. It takes like 30 seconds.
Or CastBox, Stitcher.
Yes, that too. And
really, like literally any podcast platform, we're on it.
Woohoo!
Tell your friends.
And yes, please do. And if you have any suggestions for us, let us know. I'm hoping to get some better recording equipment soon. But yeah, and Kylie's senior year is coming up, so things are a little bit difficult with recording. But
she is doing her senior year right schedule. Now.
That's what I meant. She's in her senior year, but she's coming to the tail end of it. So, but yes, thank you guys so much for listening. All right, see you next week.